Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. I'm Brian Rupp from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. All right, Matt, today we're going to talk about your recent trip to Disney World and some business lessons that you learned from that whole experience. I think when you go away on vacation, it's an opportunity to just see how things work somewhere else. So this is a fun way to talk about your vacation, but find out what you learned from it.
My favorite business story from Disney was when we were at Hollywood Studios and we had a stroller for both the kids. We had a dual stroller. Some people are going to say your kids are too old for a stroller. That's a different conversation. One of the kids physically needs one. That's a different conversation. We ended up getting the dual stroller, and it ended up being fantastic because neither kid got tired throughout the day, and they were able to conserve all their energy. So it worked out really well. But every time we have the dual stroller or the stroller period, there's different areas that you can park it. Of course, you can't bring a stroller through an attraction, on a ride, etc. And I love that they have very clear designated areas for you to put those. They're not in front of the seats. They're not in front of a ride. You're not tripping over them to get there. They're very specific designated areas. And we were waiting in line. We're about to go in line for the Muppets 3D, 4D, whatever D extravaganza it is. And as I was walking over to where I thought the stroller area was, in my head, I thought, where do I put the stroller? Like, I wasn't sure. I thought I was heading the right direction, but I wasn't sure. And then out of nowhere, a Disney staff member popped out and was like, hey, are you looking for a place to put that stroller? And I was like, in fact, I am. Yeah. They literally read my mind. And I just loved the fact that they were there strictly to tell people. There was someone there just to tell people where to put the stroller. That person wasn't doing anything else. It was, are you looking for somewhere to put that stroller? And I honestly was like, yes, I am. And I just loved that they read my mind. And instead of me wondering where to put it, being confused as to where to put it, I wasn't there yet. Maybe my face showed confusion. Maybe I have resting confusion face. But I loved that I didn't have to think about it. There was a clear path to, this is what you are looking for.
Yeah.
Like a Jedi mind trick. And here's how we solve your problem. And I said to the person right away, like, I wish that I had you all the time to tell me what I'm wondering about, what I'm confused about, and tell me the answer before I even get to the point of confusion. I immediately started thinking about Thrive with this. And then in business in general, just the idea of hospitality and service, of not being confused anytime you go into a situation, whether it actually be into a line, into a building, into a retail store, service store. I love the idea of, we know exactly what you are looking for, and we're here to guide you to that.
I love that. That's such a great story. What's cool about it, like, Disney is set up to extract the maximum wealth that they can. They want people to come. They want them to come back. They want them to tell good stories. They want you to have a good experience. So thinking about those little details, you know, they observe everyone. They probably know people are going to walk right by here and they're going to be maybe confused, or this is just the spot where at this attraction we catch them. Here. And to you, it looks like, you know, they read my mind, but they know everyone with a stroller is going to have the same issue or the same thing. Mm-hmm. And the sooner they can take that pain away, and now you're happy versus frustrated because you weren't sure what to do with the stroller.
It's funny that you say that Disney's goal is to make it as easy as possible to take money from them. At first, I was like, no. But you're right. And they make it extremely easy. And it's of no fault to them that you are going to be unhappy that day. Whether it be a massive line, that's not really their fault. But they do an incredible job of making that line as entertaining as humanly possible. Oh, yeah. Or being explicitly clear what's going on, when it's going on, where you have to go for that, which is fascinating. But now my mind is already shifting to, why is that only Disney's first concern?
Yeah.
Why is that not all businesses' first concern when you walk through the door?
I think, so Disney has that long-term vision of this is what we want to own. They want you to be that family experience. This is related, but you've told me, and I hear lots of stories about your kids, but like you left the park every day with happy children after a long day of doing things. That's because of Disney's intentional design, right? They want you to have a stroller, make it easy. And you might have said like, oh, you know, maybe my kids are too old. They don't want you to be like, it's not an opportunity for your children to learn how to wear themselves out all day. It's how do we keep people happy and comfortable so that they get what they want out of it. And they can't see it all in one day. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to come back next year. And now it becomes a routine versus it was a disaster. We're never going back. Mm-hmm. It's, they thought of all these things. I have another friend, shout out to Russell, who loves Disney. And I've heard him talk about, you know, his kids at different ages. Mm-hmm. And the one, all he wanted to do was go to like the Cars ride or experience. So like, that's what they did for like 3 years in a row was like, did that. Someone else I know got a concierge who helped plan exactly where they should be for what their kids were interested in and how tired they were going to be. And that creates habits, and then it creates memories for these kids who are going to come back with their kids. So they're at the scale where they can think of all of that. But you're right about a lot of businesses, especially people who they'll market and say, or they'll say, you know, we stand out because of our service and experience, but they never really define what they want that to be. Mm-hmm. And then are they obsessed with, you know, when do customers sort of stand and look confused? And how do you solve that versus hoping that they guess how to solve it themselves?
That's my biggest concern for Matagy Digital, and it always has been. The idea of someone waking up in the middle of the night and wondering, what am I paying him for? And when am I talking to him next? Like not having an idea of what's expected next. And I've always been really focused on that to now I'm extremely focused on that. And I'm convinced that I make money because of those expectations and scope of work. And I have examples of another web design company from this past week that I think I'm going to get money because they fumbled the bag on it. And I've got an example from my wife the other day, walked into a place to pick up food and stood there for a couple minutes. And this is not like a hoity-toity. She wasn't acknowledged. It's not like, oh, don't you know who I am? But she stood there and she needed to get through lunch quickly. She had a hair appointment. She had like 10 minutes to eat. I was like, go here, it'll be quick, it's really good. She walked in there, there was a couple people in front of her being served, which is fine. No one acknowledged her. No one said hello. No one said, we're really busy. I'm sorry, I'll be right there. You don't even need a sorry, just like, we're toast over here. We'll be with you in 1 second. That would have changed everything. Then you feel ignored and not unwanted. Probably unwanted, and that's not something you want to feel when you're going into a business. Every business should be focused on making it as easy as humanly possible to take money from any person that walks into that store.
Yeah, there's Donald Miller has a new kind of line he's saying over and over, but it's don't put people in the mind reading business. And it's just, you know, for you and your business, it's repeating over and over what you do and what they pay for and why you're different than other people. And for you, a lot of it's clear on process, it's clear on expectations, it's regular scheduled activities. You are not the marketer who you just call randomly to do random things at random times, you offer something different. And when people know and are comfortable with that, that works. Mm-hmm. I think of just a lot of businesses and just trying to define what is that experience that you want. Mm-hmm. And I think so many just kind of hope you figure it out. Mm-hmm. So like restaurants especially. Every restaurant can define, like, when do we want to acknowledge people? Mm-hmm. What are those things we say? I know I go to places and it's busy, and it's great when someone, they might shout, "We're really busy right now, like, give us a moment." And
yeah.
Because, you know, as a customer, I can tell it's busy. Mm-hmm. Them just acknowledging it, like, helps. Like, of course, I don't expect that I can get served if there's 10 people in front of me in the line, but even them acknowledging that it's busy and they're working at it is better than just being completely ignored.
Well, yeah, you start to play a game wondering, how long am I going to stand here before they notice me?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to say something. Maybe now it's going to take three times as long. Are they going to see me ever? You got to, like, make that decision and get out or say hello to somebody.
And just be okay with what it is. Like, I know I've been to places where there's, like, a long lineup or they're, like, you know, we're a half an hour behind, but this is how it works. And you might be disappointed, but if it's something you really want, you'll wait for it, or you'll make a decision whether you're going to wait for it mm-hmm. or not. And that's just better than, like, oh, we'll get to you in a minute, when they know, actually, it's going to be half an hour. Like, then you're just stewing mm-hmm. and angry. I think the other thing has to do with the physical design of places. Mm. And, you know, you walk in and you'll see people, like, standing around not sure what to do. Mm-hmm. And when you see that over and over, it's, what are you doing to maybe draw people's attention to something or have some instructions for how it works? Just eliminate that confusion of that. I think of, you know, there's a local butcher shop we love, Farmer's Butcher, and this is something maybe not everyone gets, but I've been in line and someone's wanted ribeyes, and they look in the case and there's no ribeyes. Mm-hmm. And they're like, in their mind, like, well, I guess there's no ribeyes today. But they don't understand that it's a whole cut butcher, and you have to ask, and there's the service is there. Mm-hmm. And they're great at service, but I think sometimes they miss that people might not understand that, because they want to cut you those steaks. They get excited and they want to cut them the thickness you want. So someone can go from, oh, disappointed they don't have it, I guess I'll get something else in the case, but really what they wanted was there all along. So that's kind of one example of just, you know, you're thinking about all of these things.
That place is awesome for a place to go in and everyone be happy and satisfied with what they're getting.
Oh, yeah.
So last time I went to the butcher a couple Saturdays ago, I bought one of everything that I got, which I don't know if it annoyed them. They didn't seem bothered.
But oh, yeah. In my head, I do stuff like that all the time. I'm like, I want this much of this and this much of this.
I went in for one kebab. I went in for, I think, one steak, one sausage, one piece of chicken, one pork chop. And everyone was happy. It's hard to make everybody happy. We got two kids that are subjectively little. They complain a lot. They're picky. My wife is picky with food. I'm snobby with food.
And you like to try different things.
Yeah.
So it's like, I love that.
And we walked out of there. Everyone was perfectly happy and satisfied, which was really fun. You can't get that at a grocery store. You're going to the grocery store and you're buying slabs of meat and you cook it all. And I'm the only one that's probably going to eat 90% of it if I can get through it. So it was awesome to be able to go get exactly what we needed. And everyone was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I think, you know, on this, it's the, what are you doing to communicate that stuff? But and even just the attitude of, we want you to order one of everything, and that's what you want to do. Like, that's part of the value of this experience, is being able to do that, versus some places do have the attitude of, like, they don't really want to work, and you're, like, kind of annoying them. And Farmers is really good at not doing that, because mm-hmm. I'm similar to you. I order all these random things, and no one ever seems like, oh, I have to, like, wrap. Like, that's what they do. They wrap meat different quantities, one customer at a time, one request at a time. And you have to have people that know that that's what the job is, and that's fun for them.
It's one of the more fun, enjoyable places to go into, because it's so lively. And if you think about the grocery store, and I'm thinking maybe other butchers, I'm not 100% sure, it's behind walls and glass where you're not able to see, and there's that separation. But the cool thing about farmers is you're in there, and they're just over the counter. And you're like, they're lively, they're back there, not running around because everything is calm, but they're cutting it and they're preparing stuff. It's just a fun, colorful place to be.
They're bantering, they're talking about neat stuff. Like, that is a, intentional or not, a whole experience. Mm-hmm. They've created a team environment, and, you know, they're thinking about all of those, you know, little things that happen or things that might trip people up.
Yeah, and, like, to tie it back to Disney and the idea of them sort of reading my mind or giving me very clear path to what I want, you go in there and they make it extremely clear of, here are your options, here's what you're going to love. If you don't love this, we have other options. Like, you're not going to go there and be like, well, I'm just going to pick this up.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. You're always happy. Like, oh, I'm getting that. I'm going to try this. You're always happy in there, which is really cool.
Yeah, which is awesome to think about. Yeah, I love how this conversation has turned out. And what you noticed, that was a story I hadn't heard from you. But it does help you think about every business and the experience you want. And you might not get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open a business or have a business, it adjusts over time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's watching what's confusing people or what's exciting people.
Mm-hmm.
And doing more of that. Even if to you it might seem not exciting or not confusing,
mm-hmm.
it's the reminder to say that, or, like, you know, break the ice with those things.
Yeah, Disney, and if you think back on Vegas, I forget what my lesson was from that, but it was a very similar situation where it was hospitality and service, and they're making it as clear as humanly possible how you could have a good time.
Yeah, I think it's this kind of loops back to teaching right now, and with my students, a lot of them are looking for jobs. And my big advice to them is, like, show that you want to be there.
Mm.
So if you apply for a job and you actually look at the job description and you actually write a cover letter that shows that you read the job description and you want to be there, and then you create a resume that looks like it was made for that job versus the generic, I'm looking to explore career opportunities. I always say, no one's looking to help you explore opportunities and, like, maybe invest a bunch of money to train you for a little while so you can leave and go do something else.
I'm not paying you to explore.
Yeah, like, they just want you to want to be there. And business is the same every day. Like, if I feel like I go in somewhere and they actually want me there, mm. and they've even thought about these things, like, that is so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, sometimes people, they get tired, or they, you know, they'll, some will complain about customers. It's like, oh, our customers never understand this, and this. And that is frustrating on its own, because it's not up to the customers to guess what they want. Unless your product is so popular that people are just lining up out the door for it, and you don't need to mm-hmm. explain anything. But most small businesses, that's not the case. You have to, you know, facilitate people having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. How time. Do we end stuff now?
How podcast? Do we end stuff? Yeah, this feels like we wrapped this conversation.
I say, we've never actually done a one-on-one since we changed the format.
Yes.
Can we just stop talking?
We can just stop cut? Talking. Yeah, because it's going to go into our intro. This is how we tell everyone we change things and we're using systems for our standard outro.
I left a big pause thinking we could edit this out, but it seems like you want to go for it.
Editing stuff out is annoying. So
in my head, I was honestly like, how do we, what's our new look of wrapping this up?
I think it's just the experience. And this just shows how we've thought about the listener experience so much. that we're giving them the inside look. Yeah. And when we promise that we don't really edit or don't really prepare, I believe we're proving that right now.
Yeah.
As we engage.
Join us on our next episode where we talk about the importance of planning and communication before we do something.
Awesome. And that's our show. Matt, what do you want the people to know, and where can they find you?
I want them to go to mattygdigital.com and book a call.
Awesome. And I want them to go to profitcoach.ca and book a call with me. If you'd like to be on the podcast, please reach out to us and we can make that happen at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.